It is 8:29. Vic Wright in studio, being joined by Matty Kennedy, as he is, of course, a singer, a songwriter, a composer. And we're talking to Matty right now about he's adopted, chance of meeting his biological mother. He found out about everything around Valentine's Day of this year. His mom lives in Miles City, Montana, and we went to break about him talking about going up there and meeting his mother, as well as around 20 to 25 other members of his biological family. Now, when you went up there, knowing that you are a singer, a songwriter, did you want to write a song about your mom?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, the feelings were overwhelming, and that's the first thing as a songwriter thinks is, you know, I've got to write something. I just wasn't sure what it was going to be.
Now, when you said you're not sure what it was going to be, do you mean like a ballad versus some sort of rock song? Or
yeah, do you do a song of elation, or you know, what kind of song do you write for this occasion?
How did it go about in deciding that?
Well, we were having a conversation outside at the barbecue, and I had a couple uncles come up to me and ask me if we could write a song of remembrance for her. Ultimately, for somebody I just met that's very much alive, I was asked to write a song that we would play at her funeral.
Has she heard this song yet?
She has.
Okay.
And that was a very emotional thing for her.
How long did it take you to write the song?
Oh, boy. I think I sat down on the couch at 9 p.m. and finished it the next morning about 11:30.
So is that rather fast for all the songs that you've written?
The words came quickly for this one. I mean, it's been a lifetime of already there words, I guess.
Just flowing out for you, sounds like, pretty much.
For the most part. I had to add some things that I wasn't intending to ever say. But I also, in that first week when writing this song, had to listen to everybody because I didn't know them very well, obviously. I wanted to pick up on how they all talked and maybe some of the key phrases they would use so I could employ that into this song, because it was also for them. It wasn't just for me. It's for them.
What is the name of the song?
The song is called No Goodbyes, which is something that my Aunt Deb and both my mother said that, you know, when we left the first time, they said, we won't say goodbye. We'll just see it another time. That became pretty much the key phrase
here. Did your adopted parents go with you to Miles City?
Or no, they didn't, but they were super excited for me to go and do that. They've always been real encouraging.
It was you, I'm guessing you, your wife, and your children all went to Miles, correct?
Yes, we all did.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment to listen to this song. It's called No Goodbyes. Now, it's written at under your musical name is Matty Pariah.
Yes.
Correct?
If you want to find that, then that's where it would be.
All right. Let's play it right now, and we'll talk a little bit about it after this. Take a listen to the lyrics of this one. It's right now on Wake Up Wyoming.
Child living out a gypsy's dream, on the back roads to the places where it's easier to breathe. Don't have to have all the answers, be who you want to be. Have a conversation with a stranger of why you can't sleep. Every time I think of you, I go outside and touch the rain. Think about all the memories that I and I'll hear you sing that heaven is the perfect place. And at night when I see the stars, I'll know right where you are, 'cause I'll see your face, your pretty face. Time gets up and a good life, you gotta live a little more than most. else would like. There are no goodbyes. And you know, I will always know when you're sitting by my side. Believing I will see you at another time. You were the perfect kind of rebel, a mother to us all. I always wondered who was there for you when it was your time to fall. Were the sunsets vivid? They seem to be when you're drifting on. The autumn leaves tell me you're looking down on. The rain. Think about all the memories that have come and gone. You're with me every day. You'll be my angel wings, and I'll hear you sing that heaven is the perfect place. And at night when I see the stars, I'll know right where you are, 'cause I'll see your face. Your pretty face. Believing I will see you at another time. I guess by now we all must know life isn't fair. But as he takes the good ones, he'll put someone else there. Maybe for some simple reason, like a photograph or two, or for a lifetime of new memories as we remember you. Everything all right. I better get back to living this life. I'll see you at another time.
Once again, that is Matty Pariah and No Goodbyes. Matty Pariah, his stage name. Matty Kennedy is the real name, speaking with him right now. Definitely a touching song. It's called No Goodbyes, and he wrote it for his biological mother, who he was able to meet just recently. Matty, taking a look at this cover of your CD case here. On the back, it's a picture, I'm guessing, of you and your biological mother when you were really young. Is that your biological mother or your other mother?
That was the day I was born, on the left side there. And then on the right side is the first moment after she let go of me, the first time we met.
And you said she held you for about 15 minutes?
About 15 minutes solid, yeah. And that was all right.
I bet it was definitely a quick 15 minutes. It was definitely a memorable 15 minutes for you.
Yes, it was.
You wrote on here, dedicated to the bravest woman in my world, my mother, who broke her own heart so her son could shine, and that shine, like the North Star, was finally bright enough for us to be together again, to see our eyes in each other, to feel our souls whole again, our moment. And once again, there's a picture on the back of this case of when you were first born, and then when you had a first chance to meet her as well. Now, you were asked to write this song for her when it is time for her to pass on. She has terminal cancer, by the way. What is the timeline for her? What are doctors giving her? Do you know?
Right now, it's been day to day. I don't like to think about how much longer, but it's going to be fairly soon.
You know, on the back of this CD case, there's a picture of you with your mom. Once you have that 15-minute embrace, you have crutches, hanging on crutches here. And you said that was a big part of you being able to do this whole thing. Explain that for us.
Well, I'll give you the rated G version.
Rated G version would be good.
Yeah, we're playing pool at my house, and I was standing on a leg, and my kneecap came out and took a piece of femur bone with it. And so I had surgery on the 26th of January. And I truly believe that sometimes you just don't question why things happen, even though it hurts. And so because of this, I got to spend all this time with them. It was kind of a miracle, really, because I'd still be working. I wouldn't have had time to do the song. I wouldn't have time to go spend 4 or 5 days with my family. The knee thing was kind of a blessing, even though it's been a real pain.
How much time have you been able to spend with biological mom since you first met her?
We've gone up there every other week for about 5 or 6 days at a time. So since February, I bet close to a month, I guess, total time.
Have you been able to achieve everything that you wanted to do with your mom? Sort of, let's say, a bucket list with your mom. Are there some things left?
She's not well enough to go do things on the bucket list. I'm guessing for both of us, this has been the primary bucket list to check off was to meet each other.
Is she well enough to at least go to a movie together? Well, I guess you can watch a movie at the house.
She is a tough cookie. She doesn't complain about her illness. She's come to the barbecues, like at her aunt's house, or my aunt's house. She's been good about it, but she has increments of time she can spend out doing that stuff. She gets tired very quickly and has to go rest.
How grateful are you about this time that you've had with her?
I thank God every day. I'm extremely grateful.
So I have to ask you, when it does come to that time, when you're at her funeral, the whole reason for this, you said a couple of your uncles came and said, we want to have a remembrance song. I'm guessing it's going to be played at her funeral. Am I correct?
Yes.
Are you going to play it live, or are you going to play the CD? Do you think you're going to have the emotional capability?
No, I don't have the capability.
I didn't think you would.
That's why we kind of put it on tape. And then we'll have, there's a slideshow now for her, but we're going to add to it. You know, that's been on Facebook going around.
All right. So once again, Matty Pariah, the name of the song. This is a single. How many songs have you written, by the way, in your time?
Probably close to 90, at least, over the last 15 years.
Is this your most sentimental piece you've ever done?
Probably the best piece I've ever done. It was done pretty well.
If someone wants to find this, is it available on iTunes?
It is. It's on iTunes, Amazon. If you like to stream, it's on the Apple Stream or Spotify, all that stuff.
Matty Pariah, No Goodbyes, the name of the song. Matty, I want to ask you a couple more questions. When we come back out of this break, we'll be right back here on Wake Up Wyoming.